This Pisgah On Demand archive presentation is brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina with 7 convenient locations. Mountain Credit Union is focused on helping you meet your financial goals. Click the banner on this page for more information. Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you. Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you by Ace Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Barbershop, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Mountain Credit Union. Here's your host, the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, with Pisgah head coach Brett Chapel.
Live from Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah getting in the win column after last week's loss over Brevard against what we thought was a much improved a team in terms of Inca. Obviously, you know, with Mike Sexton, they're going to do everything very well. He certainly knows what he's doing. They were better, but coach, we needed to find a way to get a win going into the bye week, I thought, this week and in the non-conference, and get things back where we need and want them to be. I thought it was also really heartening to me to be able to look down and see, you know, so many of those kids that we were worried about injury wise last week, able to get some playing time, able to get some touches on offense, and of course on the other side defensively to help you too. Certainly, as you mentioned, just, you know, before we, you know, got going here, felt really good, particularly about that first half.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty good in the first half on both sides of the ball. You know, we had the long lightning delay, and we just did not come back out of it very well. We had some struggles in the second half. You know, we sat for an hour trying to get through that, and just don't feel like we did a good job coming back out of there. But first half, I thought our kids were ready to go. Thought we played, you know, pretty well, up 14-0. Stats looked good. You know, we were 139 yards of offense. I think we'd only given up 90 yards to theirs. You know, I was looking at the first downs in the first half. We had 9 first downs in the first half, and they had 3. You know, scores kind of indicative of it too. We're up 14-0. So first half just, you know, kind of went right along like what we had hoped to happen, but really had some struggles there in the second half. And, you know, it was a good hard-fought ball game, and their kids played, you know, extremely well. I knew they would. You know, first game of the year, and of course it's always a good game between our two schools, and Coach Sexton does a good job with those guys, and they are getting better. You know, you look at it with the numbers. I saw it on Thursday night. But they barely had enough kids to field a JV team, and now we're able to do it part of the season. And, you know, they had a good roster of kids last night. Looked like there was about 30 to 35 kids maybe on the sidelines there. So, you know, good game for the crowd. You got your money's worth again. I think we're going to be like that, you know, the remainder of the season. It was nice to be able to win a close one. Kids have got to learn how to do that as well. So, you know, we accomplished some things last night beyond just the scoreboard and winning the game, and, you know, that was good to see.
When you go back and talk about this last week coming off, you know, there's a lot going on. You obviously the loss that you want to, you know, to go back and work on and fix some things. Certainly that was, I'm sure, a big part of the conversation, you know, last Sunday when you guys meet and going into the week with the kids. You also had the first week of school. There's a lot of things going on this week. Tell me about what that week of practice looked like and maybe what you wanted to key on in terms of perhaps challenging the kids to come out this week and play so well.
You know, we made some changes, personnel changes, and moved some kids around from the Brevard game to last night. We've still not had the continuity of the same offensive line since we've started this season. We had 2 changes that were, you know, personnel changes, you know, for last night that we did get time to practice with somewhat during the week. So, you know, those things are important, especially when you're talking about offensive line, you know, the continuity part of it. We had a couple of defensive players playing some new positions as well. And, again, it's going to take some time for us to get used to playing in those places, you know, working together with each other and trying to find those successes that you're looking for. But, you know, we made some strides last night. That was good to see. I don't think we're going to come out of this game with any injuries that's going to keep us from not having somebody play the next time. We had a few minor things going on, but I think for the most part we came through that one okay.
You got a chance last night to get Braden back in. Saw Michael back out there too. I'm sure that I missed a couple more. You know, that really, those two just right off the top, I mean, that's a huge element on both sides for you.
It is. You know, Michael has given us quite a bit defensively, and, you know, offensively, Braden is kind of our explosive kid, and not having him, you know, obviously hurt us there in the Brevard game after we lost him. But, you know, we had some good kids that came in and filled in for them. Sawyer Blue had a really good game for us last night, and Caden continues to. I thought Aaron controlled things well. Hudson had a really nice long run that we had last night, and Logan, I thought he pounded the middle pretty good, especially there in the first half. But, you know, we got to do a better job in the second half, but things that we can certainly work on and fix.
When we go, and again, I'll go back to the first half, I thought that in the two scoring drives we had, if I remember correctly, first was on a short field. I thought you got a really important stop defensively sort of early in the game, and that turned things around for us. And then we were able to, if I remember again, got another stop, and we were able to essentially drive the length of the field. You really can deflate another team when you're able to do that. That second drive in particular, scoring drive, to me was really, really important. Again, we talked about that. It's hard to do in the high school game to drive 85, 90 yards without mistakes maybe costing you at some point. Able to do that last night.
Yeah, I think you saw that on the flip side too. You know, we made Inca work from a long field. You know, defensively, they had some long drives, but it is difficult. I mean, you're going to have something that comes up along the way if you're not scoring in, you know, five or six plays. If you're going on those 9 to 12 play drives, generally something's coming up. I know we had some key third down conversions on both of those drives. I know Aaron connected with Sawyer for a really big first down, and I think Caden had one as well on those drives. And then, of course, we finished it up with Logan scoring for us. But, you know, again, we've got to take advantage of opportunities, and I thought we did a good job of that in the first half. But, you know, I don't want to say we didn't have time to make adjustments. It was more of let's just get up there and let's just make sure we're keeping the kids moving, we're not getting cold. You know, we met as a staff and went in and saw some things maybe that we could tweak a little bit, and we did that. We were just a little bit flat-footed, you know, when we come back out and had lost some of that zip. But, again, you know, they were having to deal with the same thing. I thought they did a good job with theirs and really gave us a run for our money.
And go back to that lightning delay situation again, because we didn't really see that. At least I didn't see that coming. It just kind of popped up and was there. Then we started looking around and saw on radar that there was a thunderstorm up to our north. But do you have any idea when that happens about time frames, or do you just have to kind of, you know, play it as it goes and not really know, you know, when you need to look at trying to get the kids back going again, or the length of time that you have to make a conversation happen with your other coaches? You just kind of have to do that on the fly, which I'm sure pretty tough.
We do, and we're in constant conversation with administration. You know, it's another one of these not ideal situations with it being a home game but not being a home game.
Right.
So we were in charge of some of the things. In my opinion, that should have been one of them. I mean, we were the home team. We should have had to call on all those things when it came to the lightning delay, and certainly we would have adhered to them just like what Inca did. But they had made that call before we had a chance to, so we had to go with the decision that they made. And again, that's just another one of those inconveniences of you know, really being a home team but not being a home team. You know, I know we had talked briefly before we got on the air about the press box situation. We didn't get to use our own announcer. Mm-hmm. That was not something that they wanted. I know you guys were up there, and of course, you know, Mark Pinkston was able to do the music and things like that. But again, it was, you know, we're having to do the best that we can with it, but certainly it's becoming more frustrating as we move along.
Yeah, and again, because you're right, you don't really ever know what it is that you're going to get and what your circumstances are when you get there, which is already tough on road games. I mean, every single, you know, place we go, you know, for us, you know, and trying to set up is going to be a little bit different. There are times where it's really, really difficult to get things going, and I'm sure it's the same way, you know, for you guys in terms of setting up, you know, the cameras and where your guys are. car, and again, the communication, you know, all those things continue to be sort of those obstacles that get in the way of what you want to be able to do. And then, of course, again, last night we had that lightning delay. Tell me again, coming out, what you wanted to do out of that lightning delay with that, you know, 4 minutes of time. It was an important opportunity for us, I think, to get that stop before going into the half, and then you've got the half to readjust. Any changes in those two periods of time that you wanted to look at and that you put in for the second half?
Well, the big thing was they were going back on offense. Plus, they were getting the ball to start the second half, so we knew we needed to have a big stop. We were hopeful we would get another possession on offense and that we might be able to do something with it. You know, we did get the stop, got the ball back, and got a couple of plays. Had another play set up had we got the first down, and just missed on getting the first down, and then they were satisfied with just running the clock out and getting on into halftime. But, you know, it was really important to get that stop just because they were going to get that ball to start the second half. And we felt like if we didn't get that stop that we would give up another possession to them because of getting it right back and the more opportunities they have and what they're doing offensively, you know, gives them more of a chance to get points. I mean, their capabilities of scoring quick, you know, and I thought they did a really good job of play calling last night. They kept us off balance pretty good. And I thought we did early as well. But, you know, great ball game, a lot of difficult circumstances that we went into it with. I mean, you know, we were talking about the home game and things like that. You have to understand, too, we had a lot of our personnel people, Coach Morgan and a bunch of her staff, having to set up games all day long. I mean, having to set up, you know, get your banners up there. And, I mean, it was an all-day event just to get ready for it. You had both bands playing last night. You had Incas that played on the front end, and, of course, our band played on in the halftime. And they were shortened, you know, from what they had originally planned. But, you know, we were trying to move along as quick as we could. And it was just an aggravating night, you know, from that aspect. But, you know, I'm glad our people hung in there with us, and I thought the crowd was good. Certainly they got to see a good ball game all the way to the end.
Going back, and I want to talk a little bit about, you know, where we are defensively. We can talk some more about, you know, how much better we were, particularly in the front seven. But for the second week in a row, your secondary's creating turnovers, being where they need to be, making good decisions about where they are in the coverage. And again, we saw that play out very well last night. One of the big ones, obviously, was that first pick by Sawyer.
I thought we tackled better.
Yeah.
In the secondary too.
Yeah.
I thought we tackled better, and you know, we got some good skill guys that are in that back end. You know, I know there was a point of focus and practice for them on the tackling, the open field tackling. I know they really worked on that hard this week. You know, again, we moved some people around. You know, Caden was back in there playing some safety for us last night, so it's good to see him back in the middle with the range and stuff that he has. I think that creates issues as well. And like I said, I thought there were some good decisions made there. And of course, you had to pick, you know, that's all you had, that first interception. And I think you look at those situations too, and being able to get points off of those. And I thought offensively we were able to take, you know, those drives in on some turnovers and get those points. So you kind of feed off of each other, you know, type deal. And that was good to see.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brad Chappell Show on WPTL.
Changes are good things, and things are changing at Hometown Hardware. Transitioning to Ace Hometown Hardware, they still offer everything you need from hardware, tools, lawn and garden products for home improvement and your DIY needs. Ace Hometown Hardware. New name, same great location, and same great service. Ace Hometown Hardware. Canton, the helpful place. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Coach, we talked about this a good bit last week, and certainly, you know, to talk about it again this week. A lot of consistency out of the quarterback with the sophomore. We've talked about, you know, the decision that we've gone with you know, trying to get, you know, people in the best places that we can get them to be successful, particularly with a number of weapons on offense. But again, thought Aaron played very, very well, particularly in that first half. It's 8 of 12 throwing in the first half for almost 100 yards. And, you know, to have that kind of command out of a sophomore quarterback really gets things going for your offense. I'm sure it gives you a lot of confidence in the things that you can do or you might need to do depending on what you're given.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of look at your stat sheet and you see what's there. I mean, the distribution was really good too. We had four receivers last night, really five receivers that got involved. You had five or four different ball carriers, you know, in there. So we've done a pretty good job distributing the ball. I've been really pleased with that. And Aaron's done a good job of commanding everything, you know, kind of distributing everything out. And, you know, we ask him to run some of those run plays, but for the most part, we're just making sure he's getting the ball in the right people's hands. And he's done a pretty good job of that.
Did you feel like you needed to be conscientious with regard to Braden coming out of the injury last week? We saw him get some touches there late and certainly out there some defensively as well.
We did. You know, we were going to limit him a little bit. He did practice for us later in the week. We kind of put a no contact on him for the week and just to see how he felt, and he felt good last night. He took a couple of shots on it where he came down on the turf and, you know, winced a little bit. You could see it on him, but he shook it off and got back in there. We didn't play him as much offensively, you know, obviously as what we have been, but we got to have him. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's a very important piece to us offensively, and, you know, he gives us that ability to score quickly. If we can get the ball in his hands, he's our most explosive players, so we got to get him back healthy, and it's good going into the bye week. You know, we get a couple of weeks to get ready for Swain and get some of these guys back healthy and get some of these guys, especially on the front offense and defense, working together and having that continuity. Like I said, we had a whole new front offensively and defensively too. You know, we had some new people rotating in there, and, you know, we're trying to create rotations defensively up front to help them spell some people. I mean, we had one of our linemen last week in a Brevard game with 92 snaps. That's a lot of snaps for a big guy, especially in week one. You know, sometimes you see that later on, but, you know, it's just not a place that we've got a whole lot of depth in. We're extremely thin there, but, you know, we're making it work, and we'll continue to get after with them.
So when you talk about that, moving guys around, is it as much having to learn the specific assignments of that position with your play packages, both offensively and defensively, or is it, you know, the need for a player to have a feel of what the other players around him are going to kind of do and when? Is it both of those things?
It's a combination of both. Obviously, the first one is you got to be able to be comfortable in what you're doing. You got to be confident, have enough reps in order to do that. And you're looking at practicing 4 days a week, really three and a half. And, you know, for kids that are doing it for the first time, you can only get so many reps in practice, you know, before you get into that game situation. And then those game reps are totally different. You know, we did some things different in practice this past week, and, you know, we were able to do some more competition type stuff and put our kids in difficult situations on some down and distance. And, you know, we thought we got after each other pretty good. JVs and varsity, we kind of inter-squatted, and I thought the JVs gave us a really good look in some places, and I think we helped them out as well. I thought they were much better on Thursday night, you know, as well, and how they played. And you've got to be able to use your teams, you know, wisely, and but you got to walk that fine line of not doing too much. And, you know, we've already had a few injuries, but didn't have any this week, past week in practice. So, you know, I think we finally hit on something a little bit about how we were doing it, and we'll see if that holds true this week as well.
Special teams play, kick coverage and punt coverage, as well as kick return and punt return. How'd you feel about that?
Walker did a much better job punting, much much better job punting. We pinned him down a couple of times. His average was way up from what it was last week. Had one kickoff that we were just a little bit short of getting inside of the end zone, so that was nice to see. Coverage, I think we had one that we kind of let get away from us and get on up around the 40-yard line, but for the most part, I thought those guys were pretty good. Our guys out wide on the punt return, on the punt team, that'd be Caden Davis and Sawyer. Thought they did a really good job getting down and getting the ball down without them getting much on their punt returns. So I thought we had some good play there. I knew we were going to have to. I knew that, play like that. They got us last year on a pooch kick on a kickoff. We had kind of been anticipating that, and it was funny. We actually saw it on the JV night, the Thursday night, and we had worked it all week in practice with both teams. But, they got us on Thursday, but we were kind of waiting for it, especially coming out of that halftime. We thought maybe we might see it, once they got their kickoff, but, didn't see it. But, again, we did get the fair catch.
I didn't have that on my roster.
I believe 71. I believe it was Ethan Durham.
Okay.
That made the fair catch. I'll have to go back and look, but it was something that we had been practicing. We felt like we were going to get something there, and we had kind of prepared our kids, and we had told them just throw your hand up, fair catch it, they can't touch you, it's a little nerve wracking when one of your linemen's catching that ball, but that's a pretty neat thing to fair catch it as a lineman and catch that kickoff.
We were proud of him. Again, you got to have good hands right there, and he did everything he was supposed to do, and it also gave us good field position. And if I remember correctly, on another kickoff, maybe right before the delay, I think I had Kyler Franklin on a tackle in the middle of the field, just stuck him right there, one of your juniors. While I'm thinking about it real quick again, did you notice a change in the playing surface in the second half? It seemed to me like footing was a lot more difficult.
We had some kids slip. I don't know that it was the turf. It's, we got some of our kids probably that don't have the best cleats on it. We're practicing on grass every day now and not practice on turf like we usually are, which that wears on those cleats as well, especially when you've got those molded cleats that are plastic on the bottom. Mm-hmm. It's not like we can take those studs out and screw new ones in. So that's something we actually talked about on the way home last night, because we had a couple of those that were linemen that went down on a couple of slides when we were, doing some blocking out wide. But, again, one of those things you just got to kind of work with and see what you can do.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Been a while since you visited Fat Buddy's. You may have forgotten the unique mouth-watering flavor of Fat Buddy's slow-cooked brisket, baby back rib splatter, chicken tenders, or sliced or pulled barbecue. Come enjoy Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in Waynesville, Tuesday through Saturday, and in Franklin, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Food's so good, it will make you squeal.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency, a family-owned independent agency specializing in auto, home, business, and life. With over 40 years of experience, the Freeman Agency is conveniently located at 1656 South Main Street in Waynesville and coming soon to 329 Main Street in Canton. Call Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 for a free quote. Insurance for your everyday needs.
Back this morning with the Brett Chapel Show. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, I was able to access the system pretty well last night, and it's very helpful for us to be able to see those replays in real time in terms of, particularly I remember the Inca drive where they were getting all those holds out there on the outside. We were able to go back and see those pretty clearly. It makes a huge difference for us, and being able to exactly know what was going on. But as far as, you know, going forward, again, you mentioned going into the bye week this week, having the opportunity to try to get healthy, and it doesn't get any easier in terms of the road. Got Swain, that was in a very good game last night against against Smoky Mountain. So the two teams that we'll see, you know, in the coming weeks. But again, you've got a chance to kind of get healthy a little bit and do some other things. How will you handle, especially with the bye early in the season, how will you handle that in terms of, you know, what you want to do with the kids practice-wise and so forth?
I think it'll be different if it was later in the year. Obviously, we've got a lot of stuff we still got to work on. You know, sometimes when you get those bye weeks later in the season, you're more prone to trying to back off of your kids and get their legs back under them and, you know, get a little bit more healthy. Our situation's different. You know, we're early in the season. We still got a lot of stuff we've got to work on to get better at. And got some kids that we mentioned already were playing in some new positions, so we've got to continue to get them as many reps as we can. We will probably go 4 days this coming week, and we'll take off next Friday. And of course, you got Labor Day over the weekend, so we'll have some families that will go off, so we want to make sure we give them plenty enough time to do that. But we'll plan on practicing that Labor Day Monday. You know, when we come back, we'll make it a later practice and allow families to get back in town and start getting ready for Swain County.
And you were happy with the start of school?
Yeah, start of school was good. We had the early release day on the Monday, which was good. Sometimes that's you know, a pain too, because you got kids getting out half a day, and then you got to be able to do something with them. And we were able to do some film with them until we were able to start practice there, you know, later in the afternoon. And so it all worked out good. You know, we mentioned a little bit earlier about the JV game. JV's played really well on Thursday night, had a big win for them, and they continue to keep moving forward. Got some good young kids playing hard there, and got some good sophomore leaders in that group as well. So excited about what they're doing also.
So you'll take a little bit of time this week, try to get things healthy. Again, I just asked you during the break, you know, still got some, you know, obviously we got some guys that are going to be out long term. Logan Bradshaw's the first one I think about. Some others. I know there's some guys that may have even dressed last night that, you know, maybe we held out a little bit too. But again, comparing to coming out of last week, probably more in the positive side than the negative side about where we stand right now, don't you think, in terms of injury?
Yeah, absolutely. So you had mentioned Logan Bradshaw. So Logan's got surgery coming up. Cole Smathers had his surgery last week. He was on the sideline with us. There's two that we've lost, you know, for the season, but we never really got. They never even were able to start with us. Had some stuff that they were dealing with shoulder-wise. And then Heath Ammons had his MRI Friday, so he goes back tomorrow, or I'm sorry, Monday, and gets it read. So we'll get a report on him. You know, we held him out last night, and it was funny. Ethan and I went back while we were on break right there to watch the film real quick to see who that was, and it was Ethan Durham that caught that. And it was funny. Ethan broke his hand in the Brevard game. That was an injury we didn't even know about, and kept bothering him Monday and Tuesday, and finally we got him looked at, realizing that, you know, it was still bothering him. So he had a break on it, so he was in a splint, and but he was still able to catch that fair catch with that ball. So that was good for him.
Yeah, I thought he made an awesome play right there, and especially in that setting when we really need it the most. Stay with us, back in just a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Low rates and cash back? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Introducing Mountain Credit Union Rewards. Earning cash back is simple. Earn 1% cash back when you use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Just sign into our mobile app, receive e-statements, and use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard. Don't have a card? Apply today for a fixed interest rate, no annual fee, and generous credit limits. Go to mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
We'll be right back.
Coach, just a couple more moments here this morning, again, going into bye week. Then we'll think about Swain. We'll certainly talk a lot more about Swain next week. But your anticipation, what's your thoughts on what we'll see from them in 2 weeks?
You know, I talked to the kids last night, you know, after we finished, and we talked just briefly about the game. You know, you're going over to Bryson City. It's been a while since Pisgah and Swain County have played each other. We've scrimmaged and done some 7-on-7s, but, you know, you're going into football country over there.
Sure.
You know, two really good football communities getting together. So I'm excited about going over there, but it's going to be a it's going to be one of those slobber knockers. I mean, it'll be that type game. I certainly anticipate it being like that. You know, they're going to be at a high level playing. I know Coach Holt, who is there now, from what I saw this summer with 7-on-7 stuff, he certainly has his kids bought into what they're doing. I saw that early on. I actually bragged on him, called him back, and told him I was really impressed with how he handled his kids and how they were responding. And, you know, you've seen it already with a tight score with Smokey last night. So I know that they're playing really well, and it'll be a difficult game for us without a doubt. But, you know, always excited about getting our guys in the new venues, and, you know, that's going to be a really neat place to go play. Great stadium, great setting, you know, for a football game. And, you know, we've got 2 weeks to try to get healed up the best that we can and get some kids going and see if we can go over there and get a win.
And certainly looking forward to that again. We will not be on the air next Friday again, the bye week next week. We will be back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chapel Show, a week out from the Swain game, which will be in 2 weeks. Again, appreciate everyone joining us this morning. For head coach Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to The Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning and every Saturday morning at 8 by Mountain Credit Union, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, the Board of Trade, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Pisgah Barbershop, and by Ace Hometown Hardware. Tune in again next time here on WBTL.